across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers. What compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is part one of a five-part conversation with Mr. Hari Shankar, an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who is currently working for the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust at Prashanthi Nilayam. In conversation with him is Radio Sai's Raghu, and this was first featured as part of Thursday Live during February 2015.
Dear listeners, loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Well, in this segment, Service Love in Action, dear listeners, if you are a regular listener, you may be knowing that we talk to Swami's devotees and listen to their experience of being involved in service activities in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. And in the previous segments, you would have heard, you would have listened to state presidents, district presidents of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization of different states and districts of India talking about the various service activities that they organize in their respective states. And you would have also heard two individuals speaking about their experience of being involved in service activities. Now, dear listeners, listening to the different service activities and listening to the experience of being involved in service activities, getting motivated and getting inspired is one thing. And what is also important is to know the basics of service. We should keep reminding ourselves, what is seva? Why we should serve the society? What are the benefits of seva? So for this today, I have with me Brother Hari Shankar, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who is currently working for Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust here at Prashanthi Nilayam with me today, and we'll be discussing on seva. Sai Ram, brother, and
Sai Ram Raghu, yeah.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
Well, dear listeners, Brother Hari Shankar is very familiar to all of you. I'm sure long back in one of the Thursday Lives, we both had a live conversation on the topic Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, Brother was also a part of many other segments of Thursday Live. For example, the Shravanam Mananam Vidyasanam with Prem. And then with Bishu also he has hosted. He is in fact hosting the series Inspired Life, right?
Yeah, co-hosting with Bishu.
Yeah. So today we'll be talking on the topic service. Service to society. Now, dear listeners, this topic, seva, is a very broad topic. So what we thought was, we will be discussing on this topic for another few weeks also. And so we have broadly divided this topic into, as of now, we have divided into three parts. The first part is efficacy of seva as a path to reach Swami. The second part, which we will be discussing, is seva, a unique means of spiritual sadhana. And after that, we'll be discussing on how is seva to be conducted. So today is the efficacy of seva as a path to reach Swami. That is, how effective seva is a path to reach Swami. So, to begin the discussion, brother, let me narrate an incident in which Swami himself has told why we should do service.
Right.
Now, you may be aware that in Cycle on Thol, during festivals and after programs, Swami used to tell boys to distribute prasadam, right? Mm. In fact, even now it's going on, and I'm sure you also would have got the opportunity, right?
Yeah, we used to look forward to that.
Yeah, when you were a student. So, in one of the three sessions, it seems Swami himself told why he tells boys to distribute prasadam.
Mm.
So, Swami said, in his own words, I quote, "There will be times and situations in future when you, boys, will require my help and intercession. So this act of prasadam distribution done now will ensure that you are worthy of my grace then, and then my grace will flow to you without limit." Now, if this is what Swami has told to the students, Swami has also told to all the devotees in general also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital, which offers free treatment to all. So, the members of the organization go to their respective places and tell about Swami's hospital to Swami's devotees.
Right.
And many people who are poor come to Swami's hospital to get treated.
Mm-hmm.
So, on that occasion, it seems Swami once told the members of the organization that it's correct that you go and tell the villagers and all about Swami's hospital, they come here for treatment.
Hmm.
But since Swami's hospital is free of cost, there is a long waiting list.
That's right.
So many of the patients, what they do, they come here, they have to wait for a long time. So they directly come to Swami, to Kulon Thol, for darshan and pray to Swami, "Swami, you are God, you can cure us directly."
Yes.
So it seems on that occasion, Swami had told the members of the organization that, "See, you go to your places and tell about Swami's hospital, but also tell the devotees to involve in some service activities and sadhana."
Right.
Instead of directly sending the patients here, advise them to involve in service and sadhana. After they do the service and sadhana, send them to me. Then I can pour my grace to them for the service that they have rendered.
Right, right.
Like, isn't this amazing that Swami himself has told that we should involve ourselves in service.
Yes.
That is a path to Swami.
Yeah, and in fact, this reminds me of a statement that I'd heard somewhere that health as such is a function of participation. So the more you involve yourself in society, in serving society, in contributing to society, it has an effect on your well-being as such.
Okay.
So the direct correlation that is observed between these two. So it's like Swami is fostering that, and what he said is very important, which is what we are delving into today, that this was a very easy means of actually gaining Swami's grace.
Mm.
It was something that pleased him so much. And in my experience, which we'll be relating today, it was a very efficacious means to please him, to reach Bhagwan. And in fact, Swami himself has said that hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. And this is engraved in bold letters on the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital bus that goes into villages. This is the message we take.
Correct.
Help ever, hurt never, love all, serve all.
Mm.
And this message that hands that serve are holier than lips that pray.
For many people, service is one medium through which they come to Swami's lotus feet. Right? Mm. They get attracted by the seva rendered by Swami's devotees.
Mm.
And I know that for you also it was a medium, right?
Yeah.
So please tell about it.
So what had happened, this was in my during my engineering days. I was a student at the Indian Institute of Technology, Chennai, during those days. I'm talking about my age being around 17, between 17 to 20.
Hmm.
And it was then that I truly, really come to know of Bhagwan, and I was craving for that physical proximity. Every devotee who would come to darshan, we would want Swami to look at us.
Yes, talk to us.
Talk to us, and that very precious Padmanaskar, that is something we all craved. And whenever I had come to Prashanthi Nilayam, you will not believe it. I was struck by the number of times that I would be getting the first line for darshan. So I'd come and pick the token. I'd be sitting for darshan, and the number of times that I got, statistically it should have happened that I should have got a padmanaskar with Bhagwan. But I noticed it just wouldn't happen. So Swami would walk down during darshan. I'm sure many of us have had this experience, very torturous experience of Swami coming so close to you, within, you know, 1 foot distance, and suddenly Swami walks over to the other side of the darshan lines. And it became like, you know, I was getting tortured by this whole experience, thinking, what should I do that would please Swami so that He would grant me that coveted padmanaskar. This was on my mind. A few times when I came, this happened, and then I asked my mother this question. And the time when I asked my mother this question was a very opportune moment, because that day she had just got padmanaskar from Bhagwan.
Okay.
So she told me, "Hari, can you see in what circumstances I got this padmanaskar?" So I said, "Mother, today you are part of the Sevadal, and you had done duty for 1 week over here in Prashanti Nilayam as part of the Satya Sai Seva organization." And she said, "Yes, that is what pleased for me." So 1 week of Seva in Prashanti Nilayam, that is all it took. And then I recalled, you know, then I used to spend days and days in prayer to Bhagwan, and you come here to Prashanti Nilayam, the whole time you're sitting for darshan, that is the one prayer you have. But Swami was granting the padmanaskar so easily, taking their letters, even giving them vibhuti
to the
sevadal.
Yeah.
Who after 1 week, the practice then was that after the completion of their seva, they would sit in the Kulwant hall in lines, and Swami would actually walk amongst them, slowly talk to them, give them the vibhuti.
To each and every sevadal,
without exception, they would get the padmanaskar.
Ah, okay.
And he would take their letters. It was a very, very loving act of grace performed for just 1 week of seva in Prashanti Nilayam. And just to add, my mother gave me another example. She said, "You just watch the sevadal from Orissa."
Okay.
So the Orissa sevadal, Swami would show them even more grace, because he would actually distribute clothes to them. He would distribute saris to the ladies sevadal and clothes to the gents sevadal. My mother said, "Do you know why they get this extra act of grace?" And I asked why. She said, "The Orissa Sevadal, during the birthday season, they take up a very special, you know, service. They would take up the sanitary hygiene, maintaining sanitary hygiene in the ashram."
Okay.
You know, which most people would perhaps, you know, think twice before taking up that activity. But the Orissa Sevadal, they would get into it with full vigor.
Nice.
And Swami would be so pleased with that. And this was the example my mother held in front of me. She said, "It occurs to me that Swami, you know, he regards this seva as a very, very easy means to get close to him." And that was when I decided, you know, that this definitely I should get into this path of service.
In fact, sevadal is a very important part of Satya Sai Seva organization, right?
Definitely.
And sevadals are also given a lot of respect here because they do selfless service.
Yeah.
In fact, I am reminded of one incident. Once I was talking to one sevadal. So he narrated one beautiful experience. I would like to tell that.
Please.
It seems that year he had got the sevadal duty in Swami's super speciality hospital.
Okay.
He has to just guide the patients where to go, what to do and all. That was his duty that was given. So he was doing that duty, and when he was on his duty, he saw one lady who was something like very happy and blissful.
Okay.
And she was just going here and there. And this sevadal, he got a thought, "Let me ask this lady, why, what is it is making her so happy?" So it seems he asked her. And then the lady said, "We are very poor people. We are coming from a village. And right now my son is undergoing an open heart surgery here in the hospital."
Okay.
And then the sevadal was little surprised. "Well, your son is undergoing such a serious hospital, and are you not tensed? You are like relaxed and you are happy." Then she said, "See, sir, Sairam has already told me that my son will be fine." Now you may be thinking that Sairam means Swami has told me, right?
Right.
But the lady said, "Not Swami. One sevadal here has told me that my son will be fine."
Oh, okay.
So, you see, the Sevadal's words are also, they are taking it as Swami's word itself.
Swami's representative.
Yeah, so much respect is given. In fact, I was very much moved when he told that. That's what, since Swami likes the path of Seva, and these Sevadas too selflessly, the respect also is given to Sevadas.
Absolutely.
So, you please continue. So, what happened? Then how you joined?
No, the thing was, so after this incident, I went back to my college.
In Chennai.
So, I go back there and I keep mulling over what my mother said. So, now the thing is, how do I look? Where do I look for an opportunity to serve? Right? So, I made a few attempts that maybe I thought I can go and join at Sundaram, which is the headquarters of Sathya Sai organization in Chennai.
Yes, right.
So, I thought I'll go to the Sundaram center and check with them. Can I enroll there? But there it required you to report regularly for Sevadal duty, which as a student, I didn't think I would be able to. And at that time I was not aware if there was any Sai activity happening in the entire IIT campus. Right? So I, for a moment, you know, I was a little bit taken aback. I thought it was just a matter of doing some Seva activity and it would happen. After a while, I realized that I'm not looking in the right direction. In fact, Raghu, the avenues for Seva are there just about all around us.
Yeah.
So I realized.
So we need not be always a Sevadal and join some samiti or something.
Yeah, you need not don the scarf and you need not be a part of the organization, you know, even if you can't. It would be ideal if you could because the scope is so large. But even if you cannot, just in the place where you are, it could take the very simple form of like there is a person around you who looks a little bit sad. Right, something is on his mind. It's just a matter of saying a few kind words to that person and trying to bring his spirits up. That's an act of service. Then I realize, you see, my campus is a very large campus. So from the gate, you know, the entrance gate right up to the hostels, and there were many, it is a huge residential complex also. So many families stay there. And I realized that when I travel by cycle from the entrance to the hostels, I can always give a lift to somebody. You know, so I used to imagine that that person is Swami and I am Swami's driver. With that attitude, I used to have, it would be maybe a young person, sometimes a little elderly person, I'd seat them at the back of my cycle and I would pedal all the way, just keep saying Sai Ram, Sai Ram, and thinking that I am Swami's driver, this is Swami behind me. So with that attitude, I would cycle. And there were times, you know, when I would offer to do some very small service, like somebody is sick, take them to the hospital. You know, that I realized that bit by bit, like I would be able to serve Swami in these very, very small ways.
Yeah.
So that's how it really started.
Yeah, in fact, when you said, see, in our life, we can see a chance of seva everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I was just reminded of an analogy that G.V. sir himself had given in one of his talks. It seems that in Gujarat, there was a riot had broken and people were just in mad frenzy, killing each other and just, it was fully disastrous. So one boy from far, he was just seeing the scene where people were just fighting and killing. So he thought, what should I do now? At this situation, like he thought, I can't go and stop their fight. So what should I do now? So the first thought that came to him was, I can't help them, but let me not harm them. Let me also not get involved,
in the
fight and harm others. So sir was saying that is first aspect of seva. That is also one seva. Like if you can't help others, just let us not hurt them.
Yeah,
let us not harm them.
Yeah.
Then the second thought that he got was, see, some people got injured. Let me go and console them, speak to them properly, speak to them loving words and console them and get back their spirits. So sir was saying that there is also a kind of seva, like talking to people pleasingly, sweetly is also.
And like, you know, one thing I remember once, as a family we were traveling to Bombay, my mother and my brother and I. And some station in between, one of our fellow travelers, a lady, And her station had arrived, she was trying to get off the station and she was obviously struggling with her luggage.
Hmm.
So I remember my mother, she just looked at us and just one word, she said, Sevadal. And that was enough, you know, both of us, we immediately got up to help that lady, helped her off the train. But what I was saying is that these are everywhere, like as youth, you are traveling in a bus, you see an elderly person or somebody is really tired, you can offer them your seat.
Yeah, correct.
That's an act of seva. And in fact, they call it these random acts of kindness. But more than making it random, how about making it a practice? Like every day look for where you can contribute an act of service. Right? Mm. So, that is one way. And you know, that at the background we should remember that this prayer to Swami should always be there in the background. And the prayer is like, Swami, how can I be of use to you? How can I, you know, well, for me, finally, the ultimate prize was, of course, that I wanted to be part of the Satya Sai organization some way or the other. And I kept praying, yes, this is one thing, but I want to get there. I want to be able to be at your lotus feet. Right? Because there's something very special about Seva in Prashant Nilayam, Seva as part of the Satya Sai organization. That's directly, in that sense, you're really serving Bhagwan, his mission. And I recall that this prayer was there all the time with me. And the summer holidays, when they started, I go back home. And I remember I just landed home and my mother says, don't unpack your luggage yet. You have to go this very evening. You have to go to Nellore. And I was staying in Hyderabad at that time. So Nellore is almost very close to Chennai, where I had started from. So I was shocked. I said, I just arrived. Where are you sending me? She said, there is this Hyderabad youth group and they are going for a Drama Seva camp. You are going with them. So, my brother, he said they're very close to Swami and Swami has guided them. So that made me, you know, all the more excited. I thought, okay, so here's something that Swami has sanctioned this service. Let me be part of that. It would have been my first opportunity, right? So I very gladly went and it was a fantastic experience, you know. Swami had guided them at every step of the way as to how the village service is to be conducted, what are the various components that should go into it, what our behavior should be like, you know, making sure that we also involve the villagers in any seva activity that is done in that village for the day. We should involve them. And that was a great experience. And also the chance of being associated with people who had interactions with Bhagwan, direct interaction with Bhagwan, for me that was a golden opportunity to learn from them, to absorb and to even listen to their experiences. It was something fantastic. Like, this is my first intro really to Bhagwan.
Okay.
And I recall, you know, I used to be very reserved, more of the academic kind, more nerdy, so to speak. And the Nagar Sankirtan that used to be conducted by Hyderabad youth, it is of a very unique kind. They actually go dancing, singing along the streets. It's a very vigorous activity, I tell you. It's not the staid, you know, you don't just walk while...
Even now they do that?
Of course they do that. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. So I was a very reserved kind of person. I never wanted to get into that, you know. But finally, it's like I got freed up. And I got, that was the first time when I really broke out of a shell. And Swami says that, you know, this is a sign of the ego that is now slowly, he puts the ego through the process of, you know, breaking it apart. And that is something we shall take up next as, you know, when we come to, what is the, how is seva to be done? Is a very important component. And Swami puts us through that, to the process of breaking up the ego, so that we are able to serve Swami.
In fact, when you are telling about Hyderabad youth, I have heard many of the important things that Swami himself has told to the Hyderabad youth. They also get interviews, right?
Regularly. And Swami would take every opportunity to call them and speak to them.
Yeah. So on one such occasion, it seems the Hyderabad youth had come to Puttaparthi and they had done some Gram Seva in one of the villages near Puttaparthi.
Right.
And after that they came to Sagalanthal and Swami has always called them for interview. So there were many, many boys and Swami spoke to all of them. And after that, interview was over. So one by one, the youth were getting up and going outside. So one boy saw in the floor there were some water drops. Maybe it was from the sweat of some of the boys.
Hmm.
So he took a kerchief and started wiping the sweat from the floor. And it seems Swami saw that he was wiping the sweat, and Swami told in Telugu, Vaddu vaddu danini tuduchu vaddu. Pavitramaina Ganga Jalamura idi, like that Swami told. And seva chesi vachina variki anta vilu. Means Swami told, like don't wipe that sweat, it's
okay.
Like it's as sacred as Ganga, water from Ganges.
Oh.
The sweat, sweat from body of people who have
personal served
the society. So that much importance.
That is a regard. Yes, that
give.
Is the importance that Swami would give to seva, and especially motivating youth. You know that. In fact, I remember one more interaction. This is, I think, very pertinent to youth also.
Okay.
So the youth ask him, Swami, what about meditation? You never speak to us about meditation. He said, the reason I don't is that at this age it may not even be possible for you.
Okay.
And you may pretend, you may sit in meditation, close your eyes and pretend that your mind is still, but it doesn't happen. So at this age it is so appropriate for you to take up the path of service. And that will give you all the benefits that you need, all the spiritual benefits that you require will come from this, which is what we'll be dealing in the very next segment.
Yeah, correct.
Right? So, that is something very beautiful that Swami would guide them like his own children. And it was actually during one such time when I was able to manage to come to from Chennai to Prashanthi Nilayam at the same time when Hyderabad youth were doing seva here.
Okay.
So the Hyderabad youth, Swami had given them this unique duty that during any festival, major festival like a Guru Purnima, birthday or Dashara, that the Hyderabad youth would man the kitchen, because the inflow of devotees would be so much that the seva dal or the staff here would not be able to handle that. So the Hyderabad youth would man the kitchen, like we would cook in the morning and take the food to the various counters to distribute and clean them. So literally from morning 4 o'clock till night 11 o'clock or midnight, we would be continually at work. Right? So it was on one such occasion. So after we had completed the seva during Guru Purnima, maybe 2 days we had worked, then Swami called us for Pad Namaskar. And that was when Swami guided me, saying after your BTEC you can, I took permission that I could join here in Swami's university for MBA as a student. So even while I was doing engineering, I was able to get Swami's guidance as to what I could do next. So that was a great act of grace, because that is something I wanted, no? Like, and Swami created Vibhuti and he gave it to me. So I was so satisfied, and I could clearly see that for one thing, I prayed to Swami for the opportunity to do this seva.
Yeah.
And it was Swami's grace that he granted me that opportunity. And through that, I was able to actually get Swami's permission, his command that I could join as a student over here. That's how it happened.
Now, can you share something like, since you have been doing Swami's work, Swami did some of your work, like something... Yeah, when you were initial years, when you were coming here in your college, engineering college or something.
So as it happened, you know, I told you that the Hyderabad youth, they would continually do seva over here at the time of the birthdays, major festivals. And I was so happy that this one instance Swami had spoken to me. So I was very inspired that I should keep coming and doing this activity in Prashanthi Nilayam. So I told you, doing seva in Prashanthi Nilayam is a very, very unique, is a very different kind of feeling that you have. You do Swami's work in a village, or you do it in your place, but doing it in Prashanthi Nilayam, it gives you a whole different feeling. Like you're actually serving Swami, directly serving Swami. That is the experience you get. And I wanted that, I craved that also. So, now what happened was, I remember one entire year, it was so coincidental that at the time, let's say for birthday, I would get 2-3 days off at exactly that same time, and I managed to come here. And another time, our institution, it's a very venerable institution, it's never happened before and not happened since, there was a faculty strike at IIT Chennai that year. It gave me 10 whole days off. And those 10 days were during the Dashara period.
Mm-hmm.
I could come here and serve. I could see His grace in all that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one instance, that during sports meet, he had asked us, the Hyderabad youth, specially to come for that particular sports meet.
Okay.
I think this is 99.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that all the Hyderabad youth, they should come at that time. And now I was in a dilemma, because that time my academic session was fully on. There is no way I could take time off and come here.
Mm-hmm.
But on the one hand, Swami has said that all should come. So I decided that since it is Swami's command, I should turn up. That is my duty. Okay, and no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And what the reason I was still hesitating was because that day there was a very important lab. I would have to miss a very important lab class.
Okay.
And in IIT, the competition used to be so high that you miss that particular lab, you can be sure that your grade will come down a notch. And I was a very diligent, kind of student. I didn't want that to happen either. But Swami has said, you come. So I just went to Prashantinilayam. I didn't even tell my parents that I'm doing this.
Mm.
I came here to Prashantinilayam and we witnessed the sports meet, we did the seva and all that. And then I headed back to the institute. And after all this, I was still thinking, oh my God, my grade, one grade has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll lose a rank. That was playing on my mind. So I go there and then I ask my classmates, so what happened in that lab? Did you all finish the experiment? And they said, Hari, that afternoon, after that morning I'd left, that afternoon there was a power cut over the entire campus.
Okay.
All over the campus.
Electricity.
There was no electricity. So because of that outage, the lab was cancelled.
Okay.
And it has been postponed to next week.
Wow, nice.
That was incredible. I still can't thank Swami. I was a youngster then in all kinds of anxieties, fears about your future. And Swami managed everything so beautifully.
In fact, if we do Swami's work, Swami always takes care of.
I have experienced that a number of times. I remember that in our Samiti, our Satya Sai Center back in Hyderabad, we used to do this water summer camp where we serve water.
Hmm.
We
serve summer.
Yeah. So we would set up the camp just next to the bus shelter. And it would be stored in pots overnight, so it will be cool, so any person, thirsty person, gets off the bus or is waiting at the bus shelter, even the local shopkeepers who felt thirsty, they would come over and take water from us. So that was the service we were doing. And I used to be involved in it, like almost entire day I would spend over there. And I remember that something in that structure, like one day while serving the water, that structure had collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything with me to repair that structure. And I was just mentally thinking, how do I get across? So that time we didn't have any cell phones or anything. It was not so simple to get the message across that something needs to be done. And I just mentally prayed to Swami, Swami, I know that you are observing everything that is happening here. I need this structure to be set right immediately, otherwise our seva is impeded.
Mm.
But I don't have any ways of getting across. I just mentally prayed to Swami that you have to do something. You will not believe, 5 minutes later, one of the elderly persons who was taking charge of this water camp, he turns up over there, he has all the tools. I asked him, sir, why did you come here? Like, I didn't call you. He said, no, I just felt that, this better to look at this structure and set it right, firm it up. I didn't realize that it would have already collapsed. But that was the thing. He just randomly turned up. It's like as if he didn't have anything else to do. He left his office, went home, picked up those tools and has come to that water camp.
Like something Swami himself has sent you.
It was astonishing. Then when I told him this thing, he casually said, this is what Swami does. So that's when you get that feel, that Swami is taking care of every small thing. He is in fact part next to you. You don't see him, but he's next to you at all times when you're doing this, you're doing his work.
Yeah.
He makes it happen.
In fact, even from Swami's life also we can see, as always Swami says, my life is my message.
Hmm.
Just 2 days back I was listening to one talk which Ravi Kumar sir, our current warden of Vrindavan campus,
right.
He had delivered in one of the summer courses in recent years. And in that he narrates an incident from Swami's life.
Hmm.
which clearly shows that if we do Swami's work, he will take care of our entire life.
I see.
This incident happened in 1950s and 60s. There was one old lady and in Prashanthalayam. So she used to eke out her livelihood by selling peanuts here.
I see.
So Swami, it seems, once asked that lady, "What do you do?" So she told Swami, "I sell peanuts." Mm-hmm. And Swami asked her, "Is it enough? Is it enough for you, for your food, etc.?" Then it seems she told Swami, "Whenever peanuts are sold, whenever I get money, I eat. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, other days I just drink water." And then Swami felt very bad. Then it seems Swami asked, "Do you have any skill? Do you know anything?" Then that lady said, "Swami, I am uneducated. I don't have any skills. All that I can do is just to wash plates or get water from Chitravati." Because she was hefty, little strong physically. Then it seems Swami told, "Okay, from tomorrow onwards, you wash my plate every day."
Right.
"The plate that I eat. And also you get water from Chitravati for me to take bath." And Swami told, "You just do these two things, I will take care of your life."
Yeah.
So it seems for many years this old lady did this activity. Actually, I am not remembering her name. Sir mentioned something, I just forgot. So this old lady did this service for many years.
Right.
And after many years, one day she fell sick. And it seems Swami told Dr. Padmanabhan to take her the next day to hospital in Bangalore. And the next morning, Swami himself, it seems, got into the car and Swami told, no, the lady is very, very, very sick, very, very serious. I will also come with you." And Swami also in the car accompanied the old lady, Dr. Padmanabhan, to Bangalore. In fact, it seems that time, the journey from Puttaparthi to Bangalore used to take 9 hours.
Oh my God.
There were no proper roads.
Yeah.
There were a lot of stones in the roads and the roads were very bumpy. When they were going to Bangalore, the car stopped in between. It couldn't go. Somebody had to push the car. So Dr. Padmanabhan asked Swami, "Swami, shall I call villagers to push the car?" Then Swami told, no. And Swami himself got down from the car and he himself started pushing the car itself. And when he was pushing the car, he was also going to the window and asking the old lady, "Is it hurting you? Are you okay?" So much care Swami took, and finally they reached Bangalore hospital. And it seems it happened to be a Sunday.
Okay.
So the doctor there told, operation has to be performed. But since I can do the operation, surgery, but since today is Sunday, anesthetist won't be there. He's not here. Then Swami told, "Don't worry, you take her to operation theater. I will apply vibhuti and that will act like an anesthesia." And it seems they took the lady to operation theater. Swami applied vibhuti on her forehead. And Swami told, "See, now she has become unconscious. Now when your surgery is over, you just tell it's over and she'll get back her consciousness." And it seems that's what happened. And doctor told, "See, Swami, it will take 3-4 hours for the surgery."
Right.
It was in the night. And Dr. Padmanabhan requested Swami, "Swami, let's go and take some rest. We can come next day morning and see the lady." But Swami told, no, I'll be here, I'll wait. And Swami was just sitting outside the operation theater in a wooden bench and he was waiting. And when the operation was over, the old lady came out. And the old lady, it seems, told Swami, "Swami, meru chala badha tisukunnaru na koskaram. For my sake you suffered so much." Then Swami, it seems, told, see, for many years you have been serving me. You have been washing my plates and bringing water for my bath. When you have done this for me for many years, can't I do at least this much?"
Yes. So that was Swami really exhibiting the perfect embodiment of gratitude. He's showing us, how grateful we should be for people around us. And I think that the only way, see, we don't recognize, Raghu, that the reason that we have the life that we have, that we are educated, that we enjoy these comforts, is because of the sacrifice of a lot of people around us. We get food to eat, right? All this, we don't really see how much society is helping us in that way. And that's why Swami says that this act of seva is basically you showing your gratitude to society.
Yeah, correct.
And what you were speaking to me, it reminded me once, there was a family, the Yadalam family. So Swami used to shower a lot of grace on them. We used to notice that every time they came to Prashantinilayam on many of their important family occasions, Swami would call the entire family, which is very vast. He would call them to the interview room, speak to them. Lot of grace he had showered. He would go to their home. When he would go in the summer to Whitefield, many occasions he has gone to them, to their homes. One occasion, I remember, Swami gave a discourse almost entirely devoted to about this family. He told us about this particular family and why they enjoy that much grace. And he said it was because very long back, this family, they used to be based in Puttaparthi. And Swami had just announced his avatarhood, and there were many people, a few people, not many, who had just started coming to Puttaparthi to have darshan of Bhagwan. Yes, 1940s.
Yeah.
You know, so at that time, the some of the villagers here, they had become jealous of the attention that this young lad was getting. Swami was a young lad.
Swami was just 20s, I think.
Yeah. They were jealous, and they would actually sometimes throw stones and all at
They would stop people from coming.
Yeah, they used to stop. And among them, but this Yadalan family, what they would do is that, it was a very arduous journey to Puttaparthi in those days.
Correct.
So they used to give buttermilk, they used to serve buttermilk free to the devotees who would land.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And Swami said that that act of service done in those days, I will never forget.
Mm.
And that is why this family will always enjoy my eternal, you know, grace.
Yeah, nice.
That
in fact, seva, which belongs to the karma marg, is one of the easiest path.
Yeah, as far as I can see, this is my perception, my experience. It seemed that is the easiest way to win the Lord's grace, Lord's affection. It is very, very, very small things.
Even in the 9 code of conducts of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, 9 points are there.
Yeah.
In that, four belongs to the karma marg, that is path of service.
Is it? Okay.
And other three bhakti marg and two jnana marg. So
yes.
That way it makes it 9.
Yeah. One more example that Swami would hold up was a person named Gopal Rao, who used to stay in Prashantinilayam. One discourse Swami mentioned that how when you are in Prashantinilayam also, it is not just important. See, many people are content that, yeah, we have Bhagwan's darshan, we attend the bhajans and all that. But Swami would say that when you are here, it is all the more important that you also look for an avenue to serve.
Mm.
And he gave the example of this Mr. Gopal Rao, and he used to be the chairman of Andhra Bank. Very, very prestigious position. And after he retired, he started living here in Prashantinilayam at Swami's feet. And every day he would go over to the canteen, and being aged, you know, by the time I had come in the 90s and in 2000, his body was bent over. But every single day he would go over and keep serving water to all the people who used to have food in South Indian canteen. He used to hold that jug. That was all his body would permit him to do, but yet he kept doing that service for a very long time, as long as his body permitted.
Mm.
And Swami gave that example in one discourse. He said that this is the ideal way of pleasing Bhagwan.
Okay, nice. So today we discussed about the efficacy of seva as a path to reach Swami. Do you want to add anything more before we conclude?
Not much, you know. So this is, in essence, this is what we experience, and many of us as students. And as I mentioned, perhaps in what Swami wanted us to do was, you take any path of sadhana, you should do it in the most effective manner possible.
Mm.
So I think what is important for us to remember is that Swami did not exclude the other paths, you know, of sadhana. It's not that he said that meditation is not important, or that doing japa or namasmana, this is not important. What he was trying to say was that service is a very easy means for us. For our monkey mind would not allow us to go through meditation or japa or namasmarana the way it is meant to be done.
Mm.
So Swami would jokingly say, no, that you remember in discourses, Swami would say, people hold the japmala and they're thinking, you know, of when do I go to London?
Mm.
What did my wife just say? And so many thoughts are crossing our mind, and it's not done that way. And perhaps he saw that in this Kali Yuga and given so many distractions around us, we may be sitting in meditation or we may be sitting in dhyana or japam or any of these means, but we may not be doing it effectively. But when it comes to seva, that is something that we can easily give our energies to, we can easily give our attention to it, and we can do it in the best manner possible. And he would stand as that ideal, na?
Correct.
He would stand in front, he would be the object of our affection, he would be really the object of all our seva, you know, of getting to him, enjoying his love.
Yeah.
That used to spur us on so much. And recently I had been to New Delhi, I was able to participate in some of the programs by the New Delhi State Organization. It was fantastic to watch that kind of dedication.
Okay.
Mm. And I could see that they're not spurred by anything else, just by that fact that this is something that wins Bhagwan's heart.
Mm.
Only that was uppermost on my mind. I remember that one particular day, I'm talking about a person, he's very high up in the corporate ladder in his organization. And I saw this person dressed in such simple white clothes, he's donned his blue scarf, sevadal scarf, and his wife, from morning 4 a.m, right, up to evening, they were on their feet. And all I could see, they were weary, of course, their body was tired, but the immense amount of satisfaction, immense amount of satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
And they were part of some program, they were supporting that program happen, and that is all. At the end of the day, that happiness, that feeling of belonging to Bhagwan,
that
we have pleased Swami. I think that is beautiful to watch. Very inspiring.
So these come under the benefits of seva, like what are the benefits? So maybe we can take it up in coming weeks.
Yes.
As we had discussed earlier, so next we'll be discussing on seva, a unique means of spiritual sadhana, right?
Yes.
A means of sadhana.
Yeah.
So let's conclude for today, right?
Yes, brother. Yes.
So, dear listeners, that was Brother Harishankar from Sri Sathya Central Trust who spoke to us. And in fact, as we said, we will continue the discussion in next week and also in coming a week after that also, if it's not concluded. Because seva is something which is a vast topic, and we have to keep discussing on this topic and keep reminding ourselves the benefit of seva. What seva actually means, why we should serve the society. If you have any questions on seva, please send us a mail. The mail ID is listener@radioside.org, and you can also mail us your suggestions, feedback and comments on this discussion, and you can add to the discussion that we are having on this topic. Placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, we conclude, myself and Brother Harishankar. So thank you. Jai Sairam.
Sai Ram. You just heard an episode of our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you part 1 of a 5-part conversation with Mr. Harishankar, an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who is currently working for the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust at Prashanthi Nilayam. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Raghu, and this was first featured live as part of Thursday Live during February 2015. Dear listener, please do send us your feedback and comments. We look forward to your mails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Ekumkar Satnam Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Arjuni Sebhang Guru Parsad Jap Aad Sach Jugaad Sach Hai Bhi Sach नानक हो सी भी सच गुरु मेरी पूजा गुरु गोविंद
सी धड़कन तुम्हा सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे नजरों में भी तू है ख्यालों में तू है तेरे बिना रह न पाएंगे साईं
मतलब बतलाया दो न जाना कभी तुम
तेरे बिना क्या दिन क्या रातें माँ तुम आ जाओ ना
तेरे बिना क्या दिन क्या रातें माँ तुम आ जाओ
Yeah.